last night for 9.77 seconds, Asafa Powell was the fastest man alive. In that time, Powell broke the world record for the 100-meter dash at the Super Grand Prix in Athens. Powell's record-setting run comes after a disappointment in last summer's Olympic Games. He was among the favorites to win gold in his event, but finished fifth. Last night's result also ended controversy over the previous world record set by American Tim Montgomery in 2002. That record was mired in an ongoing dispute over doping charges against Montgomery. To tell us more about Powell's dash for glory, joining us now is Howard Aris, president of the Jamaica Amateur Athletic Association. He's with us from his office in Kingston, Jamaica. Nice of you to join us today.
My pleasure.
You watched the race on television, as I understand it. What was your reaction?
One of elation and joy and a feeling of almost euphoria, because what this means to us is that we have a homegrown athlete coached and training here in Jamaica and doing us proud at the highest level.
There are a lot of Jamaican athletes, particularly sprinters, who have done extraordinarily well in the sport. Most of them, though, seem to have come to the United States to college and remained based in the United States. Hello? Howard Aris. Obviously, we have difficulty with our line connecting with Kingston in Jamaica. Howard Aris is the president of the Jamaica Amateur Athletics Association, and we're talking about the event yesterday in Athens, Greece, where a Jamaican runner, Asafa Powell, became the fastest man in the world with a 9.77 run in the 100-meter dash. This broke a record by 1/100th. Of a second. That had broken another record by 1/100th of a second. And of course, the man we're talking about was himself previously winner of the holder of the world title as the world's fastest man, the 100-meter dash record. I think we're back now with Howard Aris. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
I'm sorry we lost you there on the line. As I was saying, you were talking about how important this was for Jamaica. A lot of Jamaican runners who do very well in international events, but a lot of them are based in the U.S.
Oh, yes. We have a scholarship program that's available to all athletes from all over the world, not only from Jamaica, from all over. And that has been a tradition that started in the early years with people like the great Hermit Kenley, who was the first Jamaican to have been honored to hold a world record. But since then, we've had some athletes having taken the decision not to accept scholarship offers in the States, but to remain right here in Jamaica and train. Asafa Powell, along with Usain Bolt, are just two of those growing numbers.
I wonder, do you know if he went into that race, particularly considering the events at the Olympic Games, did he go into that race thinking that he might be able to set a record?
He actually is on record in the local newspaper here in Jamaica. The day before the race, I think he was quoted as saying that the conditions in the Athens Olympic Stadium were ideal for an onslaught on the record. And he also mentioned that the track in that stadium is extremely fast. So he was going to try and give it his best shot to see if he could break the record. He did say that before.
And now he comes from a family of runners.
Yes, his older brother Donovan was a national champion for a couple of years. He also went to school in the States, and I think he's still living in the States. But Asafa has decided not to take up scholarship offers this time and to remain here with us.
Well, his family and his nation must be very proud of him today.
Absolutely. His mother was on television last night, as well as his dad and his brothers, all very excited and very proud. You know, he's from a small district outside of one of our smaller towns. And he is well loved and respected there. And everyone was looking forward, as you said earlier on, to his gold medal in last year's Olympics. It never happened. So this is really something special for us this year. And the entire community from which he comes have been in the news, been interviewed, and showing an exceptional amount of camaraderie for Asafa.
Well, congratulations to you all. Howard Aris, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Howard Aris is president of the Jamaican Amateur Athletic Association, and he joined us from Kingston. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.